Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Denmark for military support in a speech he delivered to Parliament in Copenhagen on Monday. Zelensky gave his personal thanks to the Danish people and warned that he believed Putin wanted to carry the suffering to Europe and the world.
He believed only in force. In force without humanity. He trusted violence, and that is why he is weaker. We believe in something completely different, and that is why we become stronger, all of us, together with you. Thank you.
Russia has condemned a decision by Denmark and the Netherlands announced on Sunday to donate F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, saying the move would escalate the conflict. Storm Hillary brought flooding rains to famously sunny Southern California and Nevada as forecasters warned of life-threatening and catastrophic conditions from the rare storm as it moved inland. Hillary made landfall Sunday in Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, weakening as it moves north. The U.S. National Weather Service urged people to stay off roads in the Los Angeles area due to dangerous flooding. Forecasters said some desert areas could end up with 12 to 25 centimeters of rain. Israeli authorities said on Monday that a suspected Palestinian attacker killed a woman and seriously wounded a man in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said the shootings took place near the city of Hebron and that the shots were fired from a passing car. Monday's attack follows the shooting of two Israelis on Sunday. You're listening to VOA News from Washington. For more, visit us at voanews.com. A progressive from outside Guatemala's power structure was resoundingly elected the country's next president on Sunday. VOA's Scott Walterman reports that it was a reprimand to the governing elite over widespread allegations of corruption.
Despite preliminary results showing a potential landslide for anti-corruption crusader Bernardo Arevalo, the attention immediately turned to whether he would be allowed to assume power as the Attorney General's office attempts to suspend his party's legal status. Arevalo said outgoing President Alejandro Gisella Mate congratulated him and told him they would begin planning the transition the day after results were certified. But after the first round of voting were certified last month, the Attorney General's office announced it was investigating the signatures by Arevalo's Seed Movement Party to register years earlier. A judge briefly suspended the party's legal status before a higher court intervened. Scott Walterman, VOA News, Washington.
In South Sudan, after nearly 4 months of civil war, a new problem for people there. VOA's Henry Wilkins says there appears to be a measles outbreak, but little government infrastructure left to deal with it.
Those fleeing Sudan's nearly four-month civil war are arriving in neighboring South Sudan with a high incidence of measles, which can be serious, even lethal, for small children. One patient told VOA.
Medical care in South Sudan is generally good, but doesn't compare to Khartoum before the crises. We've endured pain and are not in good health.
Medical experts believe there is a major outbreak of measles in Sudan, but because of the war, the country no longer has lab capacity to detect an outbreak. The inability to detect a measles outbreak is just one symptom of Sudan's collapsing medical system. Hospitals have been destroyed in the fighting, and insecurity makes it difficult for hospitals still standing to operate. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Renk, South Sudan.
Cambodia's king has congratulated the country's new lawmakers and urged them to promote economic growth and equality. In a speech on the opening day of the new National Assembly after elections, the Cambodian People's Party won in a landslide the elections last month after successfully stifling all credible opposition. The king later on Monday will preside over the swearing-in of the new lawmakers. Cambodia's new government is undergoing a generational change, and longtime leader Hun Sen is handing off the premiership to his son, Hun Manet. He will be sworn in as prime minister on Tuesday. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News in Washington.